We got some great talent lineup. I like to say, you know, the Eastern States is all about New England, the six New England states. But this year we've added two more. We've got Kansas and Alabama, two great stage acts. Draw a lot of attention, and Charlie Daniels will be here. We have a young woman, Bridget Mendler, up on the stage. So we've got some great lineup. Ace Frehley, a cross-section of entertainment for our patrons here in New England. There's a lot to be seen, obviously, new products in the Better Living Center. A great number of new rides. North American Midway Entertainment has changed the lineup on our Midway, so the carnival will look different. I hope people react to that in a positive way. And of course, the state buildings are looking great. We've had a terrific summer so far. The grounds are looking fine, and we're anxious for the fair to begin at this point.
Next year, obviously, is a big year, the centennial. So are we kind of in a, I don't want to say dead zone this year. That doesn't sound right.
But I mean, every year is a big year for us. Of course, you know, the centennial only comes, once every 100 years, I guess. So you get to do with that celebration. So we've been engaged for about the past 18 months undertaking to discover, you know, ways that we can sort of tease people about the 100th anniversary. We've changed our logo. We've got a number of marketing events coming up during the course of the year. You know, my job as a general manager of the fairgrounds is to use this benchmark date to remind people about the genesis of the Eastern States, the history, how we were founded, our founder, Joshua Brooks, his importance in our region and industry. The Eastern States, obviously, is an agricultural fair. The fact of the matter is, though, we were founded as the Eastern States Agricultural and Industrial Exposition. So we celebrate a mechanism that drives our economy, jobs, industry, agriculture, best practices, and we do that through attracting people to the fair in a very, you know, so Americana way of family entertainment.
Now, you mentioned the states, the buildings, the grounds. I know you and I have talked before. You've got a lot of old buildings
that
here.
We do.
What's the plan for that?
Well, you know, as I mentioned about reminding people the history and the genesis of the fairgrounds, Eastern States was founded by a group of very philanthropic people. Our stakeholders come from throughout New England. We have 165 corporators from the New England states. And historically, those people were very involved in the physical support of the infrastructure at Eastern States. At the Centennial Mark, it's a good time to remind people that, you know, this is a big property. We have 44 buildings, most of which were built before the Second War, 175 acres. It needs intensive capital investment. The Eastern States is looked upon as a philanthropic organization, which it is, but the fact of the matter is we were founded and funded and built and capitalized because of people's philanthropy towards us. And we need to change the paradigm and remind our stakeholders that the Eastern States is a place that's worthy of their charitable contributions.
And so are you going to be announcing a capital campaign to go with the centennial?
That will be a piece of our plan for the 100th, exactly.
Attendance-wise, how did you do last year, and what are your hopes for this year?
We have been really blessed the past few years. We set attendance records in 2012, we beat them in 13, and then we beat them again in 2014. Obviously, the weather plays a very important role in how, you know, people's ability to get here. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'll say a novena for sunshine. But our growth has been pretty dramatic. I think people are responding to the product of the Eastern States. We're drawing animal competitions for agriculture from 20 states across the United States. We'll have a great deal of terrific high-powered activity in terms of agricultural competition. And I hope that, again, at our local constituents respond to that as well.
So about 1.5 million, roughly, attendance-wise?
My goal is to hit 1.5 million this year. We almost got there last year, and by God, we're working towards, you know, creating a product that drives 1.5 million to us this year.
What's your economic impact during the time of the fairs here in terms of, you've got employment, obviously?
The fair is responsible for generating about 3,300 jobs, full-time jobs, year-round in the greater New England marketplace. Our impact for our operations is about $500 million a year. It was measured in 2014 by Regional Economic Models, Inc. out of Amherst, a world-class economic modeling firm. And we're touching kind of $500 million. I mean, that's very important because it puts the disposable income in the pockets of households and families here in our region and beyond. And I hope, considering the Eastern States as an economic engine is probably the last thing on people's minds when they come to the fair. But when people come here, they're helping to drive that engine that drives our greater economy.
You mentioned social media. I understand you have an app this year, and that's new, right?
Yeah, we do. We've developed an app, and people will be able to use that from the fairgrounds. And, you know, while they're here, they'll be able to type in a search for their favorite attraction or food, and it'll pinpoint to where they can go. So it's a fun thing, and we're looking forward to seeing how it works. I'm actually kind of impressed by it myself, so it'll help people get around the fairgrounds.
All right, so it's an old agricultural fair, but you're not slow when it comes to modern technology.
You know, I like to talk, the very first architecture's rendering of the fairgrounds that was done for Mr. Brooks in 1915, actually the year before we opened, it featured a docking station for a dirigible. And in the plans, there was a drawing of a dirigible docked at the station. So clearly, Mr. Brooks was a very forward-thinking fellow. And, you know, we try to be as forward-thinking today because we want to be a place people love to come to. So we've got to give them a taste of the future as well as something to reflect on for the past.
All